The Yellow Jackets. The song is entitled Sightseeing. And I tell you what, I really enjoyed the conversation with Dr. Donna Adams Pickett. She really, really gave us some great information about puberty. I appreciate the fact that she was so straightforward with what she shared with us, what we needed. We need to just know what the deal is. And I tell you what, I am learning more and more that the younger generations, particularly millennials and maybe younger, really appreciate just being straight with them, just giving them the information. I've heard so many thank older adults for just being straight with them. I do mean that. Thank them point blank for just being straight. Not being obnoxious, not being mean-spirited, but being straight, just straightforward, candid, to the point. Well, I'm going to remind you, you can type in her name, Dr. Donna Adams Pickett, Dr. Donna Adams Pickett, and both of the books will come up, one for the boys, one for the girls. I would definitely recommend that parents, for yourselves, for your own, I don't want to say collection because that's not really what I'm looking at, but, you know, not just something to just sit on your shelves. I mean, go ahead and get the books for boys and girls, for the girls and the boys. So that way, whether you are going to be talking with your children, whether you're going to be talking with your nieces, your nephews, you'll have some great information to help you with that conversation. Your grandchildren, maybe grandsons, granddaughters. And remember this. I think this is key and critical. She said that it's important that we have the conversations about the coming phase before our children reach that phase. Yeah, give them some advance. Give them a heads up so that they can be preparing for that. And as a result, handle it better. All right. So again, you can go to Amazon.com to get the books by Dr. Donna Adams Pickett. One is called Buddy's Big Guy Guidebook. Of course, that's for the boys. Another book is entitled Big Sis's Guide to Growing Up. And of course, that one is for the girls. All right. Now, it is with great honor that I use that conversation that I had with Dr. Pickett about puberty, which, as she shared with us before, can prepare us. It really is about preparing males and females for reproduction, to reproduce. So, of course, we know that with the reproduction, generally speaking, a male and a female are going to come together sexually. And as Dr. Pickett and I were saying, that man is going to release a sperm into the woman's body he's going to release a lot of sperms into her body so that one of his sperms can fertilize her egg so that she becomes pregnant and they together reproduce. I said generally that's how it happens. Sometimes the sperm will be collected in other ways, but generally that's how it works. But how many of you have discovered that sometimes sex doesn't work out the way you want it to? And maybe it doesn't work out the next time the way you want it to. And maybe it doesn't work out the time after that. And then maybe you begin to become anxious about having sexual intercourse because you don't know how it's going to turn out. And more specifically, you don't know how you're going to perform. So let's continue. Let's resume our discussion that we began last week, regarding overcoming sexual performance anxiety. We were looking at some good information shared by Maria Kohut, the Medical News Today, And we were looking at the fact that, you know, one of the reasons that some people experience this anxiety is because of the problems they have with body image. And so one of the things that we were looking at is recommendation made to help a person become comfortable with their body, with what they look like. And so sometimes, you know, changing the way we view situations isn't just a matter of just deciding in our minds overnight in one moment of time that we're just going to change our view. And so for a person who has problems with body image, it's probably not going to be as simple as just thinking in one moment of time, hey, I'm going to change the view I have of my body. I'm no longer going to have problems with the way I look. My body image is going to be okay. I'm going to be okay with my body image. That's it. Sometimes it may happen that way, that quickly and that simply for some people, but not for all, that's for sure. And for many people, there may be a need to go further than just thinking to oneself in one moment of time, I'm going to change my view of my body image. I'll share with you some recommendations made with regards to changing our view of our body image, changing our body image.